This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Greetings, constant listeners. It's Michael Monroeville Mall Rothman. What you are about to hear is a clip from our exclusive Barons episode on Haven, the sci-fi series that went on for 5 seasons and is technically based on The Colorado Kid. We decided to cover it mostly for our patrons because this is a little left of the dial, but there are some strings or connections to King's Dominion, and we have a certain scholar or historian, if you will, to help us find those strings. And if you want to hear the whole thing, you can go to www.patreon.com/thebarons, where you can become a member. There's so much exclusive content over there. We've got our Stephen King archival series, our Spooky Souls Midnights, dozens of commentaries on all your favorite Stephen King movies, spinoffs for Talkin' Hawkins and our ongoing Crichton cast, and Jen's King Corner. We've got the Dark Tower Detour. We're always doing tons of shit over there. So join us, and we'll see you over long days and pleasant nights.
So what is this based on? I mentioned it was based on a King work. It's based on The Colorado Kid, which you probably weren't expecting. This is a 2005 novel or novella released in 2005. It was the first King book to be released by the Hard Case Crime imprint. It's about a pair of old journalists on a tiny island outside of Maine who recount a mysterious tale about a body that was discovered there and the mystery that surrounds it to the intern at their paper.
Doesn't that seem kind of what we're doing right now with Bryant?
A little bit.
He's Stephanie and me and you are the old weathered journalist.
It might be the other way around though, because we're, I think like Bryant's knowledge surpasses ours in some way. So we are learning from him.
Well, and also I can see both of you right now. If one of the three of us is going to get described as old and weathered, it's me. I got that in the bag.
Well, you're still Colorado Kid to us. Don't worry about it.
So I like Colorado Kid a lot. I think it's, I understand why it's frustrating for people because it really is a story with no resolution, but that's ultimately really what the story is about, is King sort of wrestling with the idea that there is no answer to some mysteries, which is why it's such a funny story for kind of a procedural to be based on, where you kind of need an answer at the end of every episode. That's like the whole point of it. But yeah, I'm actually really interested in how much in the grand arc Colorado Kid impacts this, but we'll talk about that shortly. So Haven is not that story, at least from what I've seen. To be transparent, Dan and I have not watched the entirety of this series. Bryant has, so he's going to be guiding us through kind of the grand arc of the series. But Dan and I, Dan, how much did you watch?
So I watched an episode, and then I also watched the making of documentary, which actually gave me a weird affection for the show. Like, it seemed like everyone had such a good time filming it, and they were up in, Nova Scotia?
Nova Scotia.
Yeah, and like, just to spend 5 years of your life living in this, fisher village in that part of the world would just be so amazing.
Yeah, I watched 4 episodes and the documentary, and it was fun. I kind of bounced around a bit based on Brian's recommendations. And so it was cool to I don't know, I guess it's almost rare these days that you can bounce around with a TV show, at least with stuff that I watch. Like, the idea of missing an episode, you can't do that. And I can see And when re-watching the show, it reminded me of like when I was younger and you didn't have to watch stuff in order. And you just
reminded me a lot of the X-Files. Like,
yeah.
Just from that Monster of the Week kind of feel. And you're like, okay, there's like an overarching story that's going on. But you could just deposit yourself and watch one episode, take it in, and have a good time.
Yeah, which
it
was
kind
fun.
Of feels.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
I was going to say, it kind of feels like one of the last shows that you can say that about. It's like sort of echoes from a distant era that's almost totally gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It genuinely feels that way.
It felt 90s, but I know it's not, right? It's 2010
to 2015.
Yeah. It's more contemporary, but it captured that feeling of like a fun, serialized 90s, I don't know, crime drama with supernatural elements. It was really cool. It reminded me of like Millennium too, if you ever watched that show.
Oh, I never watched that one.
I was a huge Millennium head.
I figured.
So Haven is set in Maine. It's set in Haven, Maine, but it's not the town from the Tommyknockers. We'll talk about that. There's a couple of old journalists too, the same ones from the story, but this isn't really about them. It's about an FBI agent named Audrey who pursues a case to Haven and is soon wrapped up in the town's supernatural tomfoolery. Basically, there is this dark spiritual presence called the Troubles that is a very useful kind of catch-all for it can be kind of anything. It's very much a Monster of the Week kind of show. But yeah, like you mentioned, Dan, there is an overarching story. There is kind of a love triangle. At least I picked up on a triangle aspect of it. We can get more clarity on that later. And then there's also there's mention of the Colorado Kid case and the idea that Audrey may be involved with it and that her arrival in Haven had, more to it than just happenstance is kind of where it goes. So I've got a little bit of production history here. Nothing major. Brian, please feel free to fill in any gaps.
Sure.
So in 2009, this kind of started and it was a sci-fi series. Sam Ernst and Jim Dunn wrote the pilot episode. And this is very interesting to me. So according to Ernst, the original idea had no supernatural involvement, which prompted Stephen King himself to ask, where's the supernatural element after he read their notes? That's very interesting to me because I think like...